my story is began in 1976.
Right.
When my children's mother walked out and leave four of them, four boys.
She walked out and left you with four boys in 1976?
Yeah. 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, and 8 years. And I was a sort of a domesticated person.
Mm.
So I was lost.
Were you in this country, Vincent, when this happened?
Yes, I'm in this country.
Mm.
I manage, but in some case I could say I didn't manage.
Mm.
Because the role of a mother cannot be replaced. It doesn't matter what anyone wants to say. The mother is the real carer of a child. And when I was left in that position, but because of my background, I came from Jamaica. I've seen my mother and father lived a loving life, and I couldn't bear to leave them. I didn't know what I was doing. I would just go on from day to day.
Were you working at the time? How did you live? You must have had to give up work.
No, I had a plastering company, and the plastering company was very successful. I had my own home in Sudbury.
Yeah.
I had two vans and a brand new car. You wouldn't believe it. You know, I was like...
You were doing well.
Yeah, doing well. You know, I made it.
Yeah.
You know, and Sudbury was one of these sought after areas. I was so proud of myself. I can remember driving past an estate, a council estate called Stonebridge.
Mm.
And I said to myself, I wouldn't be seen in there dead.
And then your wife walked out.
Yeah, and I end up in that same estate. Because I lost my house. Because I didn't want to go. There was in this country, you know, bless this country, they've got a system that you could fall back on. But I didn't want to fall on that system. I wanted to grow them up. And still keep my company going. I mean, I could tell you some horrendous story, you know, what I did with them to keep working and not to go on the social system. So I've got nannies all over the place. And some of the nannies they thought were my girlfriend.
Mm.
You know, I'll say this, and I'd probably they might tell me off for this.
Go on.
But one of those child was Audley Harrison.
Are you Audley's dad?
I'm Audley's dad.
No way. Audley Harrison was at my wedding.
Oh.
Audley's. I didn't know that. I was supposed to. Audley's a friend, and that's extraordinary.
Yeah. He went on to Big Brother.
Yeah.
And I went to the after party.
Yeah.
And he told the story. Right? He's very close to his chest. He plays his card very close to his chest. Right? And I must say that I'm not a boxer's father. I did not want none of my children to go into boxing. But there's another story why he got into it. He probably told that story 100 times, how he got into boxing. Right, but him being boxing, how I haven't passed out, I don't know. I'm so glad that he has retired.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Me too, Vincent. Actually, to be completely honest, but you held them together. You created an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
How did you do it? Who did you call upon? I mean, like you say, you lost your business, you lost your home, you had to move into council house. Tell us how difficult it was.
It was very. At one stage, I took them to Brent Council, right?
Yeah.
And a lady called me into a room, and they were playing with toys, right?
Mm.
And I said to the lady, look, I can't manage. And they said to me, look, if you can't manage, we have to, you know, look after it.
Yeah.
But I said, can I have them in one home so that I could visit them, you know?
Yeah, and keep them together.
Yeah, yeah. She said, no. If I'm lucky, one will be in Liverpool, one in Manchester, and if I'm very lucky, two will be together somewhere.
Mm.
I looked at them playing with their toys, oblivious of what was going on, and I just walked out of that room and I said to them, come on. And we jumped in the car again and we went away.
Amazing.
Yeah, but they struggled with a lot of emotional, like they took long to talk, so I better take them to speech therapists. I can remember taking them to a psychologist.
Mm.
And I sat with the psychologist, a lady, and she wasn't talking to me or to them. They were just in a corner playing with toys, and she's just watching them. Because I never gave up my company. I still kept my company going.
Mm.
And I said to myself, I could be at work. Why am I sitting with this lady here, and she's not saying anything? And at the end of the session, she says to me, Mr. Harrison, when these children grow up, any problem they've got, they will take it out on you. And I think to myself, this woman is mad. You know, I am looking after these children, providing a roof over their head. When they grow up, they're going to look after me.
And have they?
Well, she was right. I just say she was right.
So the relationship that you have now with the children is not great.
No. The it's great.
Oh, good.
But what happens? I mean, especially Audley. But what happened is that they put all the pressure on me.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to solve any problem, just like the psychologist said. If they've got any problem, I have to solve it.
Yeah.
And another thing, they don't want me to have a relationship with no one else.
Mm. Well, Vincent,
I've written a book.
You've obviously done a brilliant job. You've obviously had a great relationship with your children. Audley is a good man. You did an amazing job, no doubt about it. And thank you for sharing your story with us here on LBC this morning. Thank you so much.